Finding in the Marsh. Murdoch, Kenneth Horne, Sam Coster, Maurice Denham, Maureen Risco, Helen Hill, and the Dance Orchestra, conducted by Stanley Black. Well, I must say that the way I'm being treated in this show is no laughing matter. In fact, I'm a very good...
Oh, you don't mean to say she really said that?
Yes, yes, and much more her mother agreed.
Oh, yeah, that's better, her mother agreed.
Oh, fiddle-dee-dee.
Fiddle-dee-what, sir?
Dee!
Oh, sorry.
Much binding takes the air.
Slesser, he gets so easily rattled, and then we don't give him a line or two to say, well, he's sulked for a week, and a sulking Slesser is even worse than a Browndorf Bridgemont. And talking about Browndorf people, here's someone who's been holidaying on the cosmopolitan cards of Golden Screen and bringing him fun and laughter in Two Shades of Blue, and wherever you, well, anyhow, it's your old friend, Richard Murdoch.
Visitors, welcome once again to Much Binding of the Mouse. Quite frankly, things haven't been quite as good as they might have been down here this week. We've had to cancel many important local events owing to the fog. Oh, it's been dreadful. Nobody likes fog, really, do they? But, in fact, Costa says there's one person who it suits, and that's Emily's mother, who looks a great deal better when seen through a fairly thick pea super. Well, it's been so bad here that Dudley went out to do the weekend shopping on Saturday, and he only got back this morning. They've had trouble on the railway, too. They ran out of fog detonators and had to borrow some Christmas carnival novelties from Mrs. Plackett's shop. These weren't altogether a success because instead of going off with the... Instead of going like that, they just went... Of course, they have fogs in London, too, you know. I've got an aunt who lives in Chelsea, and she went out to post a letter in the fog one day, and it was so thick that she tried to put the letter in what she thought was a pillar box, but it turned out to be a Chelsea pensioner. The letter was eventually delivered, however, and the postmark said Mafeking. That's not true, but I thought I'd slip it in. We did manage to get a good attendance at the meeting of the Pig Club, though. The sty was beautifully decorated, and... we met some of the nicest pigs I've ever seen. One speaker made the controversial statement that we wouldn't mind a cut in the ration of eggs if they were made up by bacon. But a lot of people have said the same thing about Shakespeare's plays. I shall repeat that it... Oh, I think you've got it. Someone even suggested that the plays weren't written by Bacon, but by Burns. But that, of course, is a case of out of the frying pan into the fire. The village choir have started choral practice, and the vicar managed to get a fairly good attendance last week. They had to sing unaccompanied, as the sexton, Mr. Blake, didn't turn up. The vicar had said to him, "Blow the organ," and Mr. Blake said, "Blow the organ," and... they parted all square. The only hitch at carol practice was when the head choir boy's voice broke in the middle of Good King Wenceslas. He suddenly went, "So he lives on goodly hills underneath the moor." And speaking of things that have sunk to a low ebb, here is Stanley Black and the orchestra to play Over My Shoulder.
Thank you.
Ah, good morning, sir. It is good to see you. And how are you keeping? You're looking very fit.
Thank you. You're not looking bad yourself.
Oh, thank you.
That's all right. Sir, I mustn't grumble. I must confess, for the last day or two, I have been feeling a bit dicky, Murdoch.
Who, sir?
No. I mean groggy, Murdoch.
Oh, that's my brother.
Oh, maybe so. I know, I can't put a definite name to the trouble, but I should think that Globsatory Apoplitosis would cover it.
Well, I'll send Costa out to get some, sir.
No, Murdoch. That's what I'm suffering from.
I'm so sorry. Silly of you. What did you say the name of your trouble was?
You mean Bessie?
No, sir. I mean the thing you're suffering from.
Oh, Globsatory Apoplitosis.
Oh, I see. Well, I thought you said warts. I'm sorry. Well, my aunt used to suffer from that, and she had an infallible cure.
Yeah.
She used to fill a long felt sock with damp dandelion leaves, and if she could get it, half a squirrel's kneecap.
Oh. And what did she do then?
She tied the whole thing onto the small of her back.
Well, I must say it sounds just the thing for Globsatory Apoplitosis.
Infallible, sir. I only wish my aunt was still living and able to tell you about it herself.
Yes, sir. I wish she was, Murdoch. What did she die of?
Globsatory Apoplitosis.
Murdoch, I am not amused.
What?
This must never happen again.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. How's your wife, sir? Did you have a good journey, sir? Don't go, sir. Do you find any difficulty in getting breakfast cups without the...
At 12:30. Then at 1:15, the BBC Eastern Orchestra leader Mavis Hacklepinion, conductor Sidney Bokeworthy, will give the first broadcast of Slobodskaya's Bubonic Symphony. Here is an extract from the Pincer Movement. At 1:45, Harry Shrubsell will be talking on how to clean cloudy decanters. Then at 2 o'clock, Madame Globsova will be giving a short song recital accompanied by her husband on the flatoin. Among the songs she's chosen is this one called Spunzania Kalchapapuf. O Purple River, give us thy undying potted meat.
Noing.
At 2:15, Richard Bumblepuppy will be going up your alley again. And this time he'll be visiting the isolated village of Much Binding in the Marsh. At
3:15... Come back, sir, again, quickly.
What is it, Murdoch? What is it? I thought I made it pretty clear.
But, sir, you haven't heard the terrific news. I've just heard it on the wireless.
But, Murdoch, that was last Sunday week at 9:14.
No, sir, no. Something quite different. Richard Bumblepuppy of the BBC is coming to Much Binding today to broadcast up your alley. Of course, we'll have to... Costa!
Well, this is quite an event. Mind you, I was once lucky enough actually to see one of those broadcast things.
On the spot?
No, this was called It's That Happy Ground.
Was it funny?
Well, I suppose it was, really. The thing that impressed me most was that right at the beginning of the show, the producer, a jolly round sort of fellow, asked me to let my back hair down, which I thought was rather tactless, to say the least of it. Particularly as he went on to say...
Good morning, sir. Was there something?
Yes, Costas, it's a very exciting something. Richard Bumblepuppy is down here to do his broadcast of Up Your Alley.
Yes, sir, I know.
Yes, sir, I know.
Oh, you don't have to call me sir, sir.
But, Costa, do you mean you know about this?
Well, sir, I get all the latest information direct from the BBC.
But why do they send it to you, Costa?
Well, sir, I've been a member of the BBC Listener Research Panel for 5 years.
Well, what does that entail?
Well, I'm supposed to listen into all the BBC programmes and say what I think about them.
And do you?
No, sir, I haven't got a set. However, they said they wanted someone at this club to talk on the wireless... And having run down the list and discarded the obvious impossibles, I volunteered.
Yes, but Costa, is your voice all right?
Oh, yes, sir. It's very photocaustic.
Does Dudley know about this?
Well, no, sir. I didn't think his mother would like him to get mixed up with one of those Richard Bumblepuppy programs. I mean, they're a bit near the knuckle. In fact, at times, they're quite risque.
Well, I think we ought to warn him in case he does something silly. Tell me, Custer, when you're at home, do you ever use the short wave?
Only when I'm saying goodbye to Emily's mother.
Oh, I must remember that. I don't wave to Emily's mother for long when I'm listening to the wireless. Very clever, sir.
Good morning, sir. Dudley Davenport at your service, sir.
There you are, Dudley. Have you heard that Richard Bumblepuff is coming down here from the BBC?
Oh, golly, sir, not that chap who conducted the top-of-the-form quiz for schoolboys.
Yes, Dudley, why?
Well, sir, when I was at school, he came down one day and I was in the team.
Did you do well?
Well, sir, I did get half a mark for one question.
Oh, what are the questions?
Well, the question was, where are elephants found? And my answer was, elephants are so big that they hardly ever get lost.
What should the answer have been, Dudley?
Well, sir, my answer wasn't really right, so I imagine that there must be some small elephants about who do get mislaid.
Yes, but why is that, Dudley?
Well, sir, I suppose it's due to the size of their trumpets.
Dudley, I've never seen an elephant playing the trumpet.
Oh, no, sir, you can't see their trumpets, you only hear them. I mean, a large elephant has a trumpet like this.
I see, and a small elephant's trumpet?
Oh, Mum!
And Duke Elephant's trumpet goes...
good heavens, that's Richard Bumblebuppy. Quick, Costa, go let him in and make certain to open the door very wide.
Very good, sir. And shall I...
don't talk too much, Costa. Go on.
Well, it's all very well, sir, but I've been standing about here and I haven't said a word since...
I hope Richard Bumblebuppy asks us what record we want played.
Oh, yes, so do I. What's your favourite, Murdoch?
Well, my favourite is Waltz in My Heart from the Dancing Years. And yours, sir?
Wind Round My Heart from Advancing Years.
This will be him. Now, nobody's got to get into the flat. We must all keep... come in.
Mr. Richard Bumblebuppy.
How do you do? Now, I haven't got very much time. I've got to hurry on to my next recording at your local inn. Mr. Costa, I understand that you're in charge here. Who are these assistants you wrote to me about? Horn and Murdoch, I think they were.
Well, I'd rather not talk about that now.
You carry on, Costa.
I've got my portable microphone here, and I'll just set up. Hello, engineers. This is Richard Bumblepuppy. I'll be going ahead in 10 seconds from now.
Oh, no, you must stay longer than that.
Quiet, please. It's 3:30, and time for the BBC to go up your alley. Good afternoon. Today, up your alley comes from the charming old world village. The village of Much Binding in the Mulch. This is a real piece of country... swamp, and its chief industry, its only industry, is watercress. Standing beside me is the man who tells me that he's the most important local inhabitant, being, among other things, the chairman and the managing director of the country club, Mr. Sam Costa.
Well, good evening to you all, wherever you may be. This is your old pal, Moustache Throb Costa, bringing a variety of fun and
not
good...
Not yet, please, Mr. Costa.
Well, you told me, you said, when you're standing...
Yes, all in good time.
Yes, but you said, when I got to this bit...
Now, Mr. Costa, tell us all about your work here as manager.
Well, I don't really like to be,
Carry on, Costa.
Well, I prefer just
carry
to say...
Carry on.
I prefer to carry on, the good work so ably directed by Mr. Murdoch and Mr. Horn.
Oh, that's a cunning way out.
And that's a cunning way out. As the prisoner said when he tunneled under the wall. And that is all I have to say about the watercress industry.
Thank you. And what record would you like us to play for you, Mr. Costa?
Well, Emily says it always does her twinges good to hear that song, Love's Just a Duet.
Well, here it is, sung by Helen Hill, Love's Just a Duet.
Yeah.
while Miss Hill has been singing Love's Just a Duet, we've taken a trip down the road to the Much Binding Arms, where all the local folk meet and chat in an atmosphere of cheerful camaraderie.
Why don't you look what you're doing? That's the third time you've stopped the strap down my blouse, you clumsy...
Oh, quiet, please. Presiding... Presiding over this good-natured throng in the public bar is a very charming young lady who's so popular in the neighborhood, Miss Hyacinth Meadows. Tell me, Hyacinth, how many years of your life have you spent behind bars?
Well, as you know, I'm an honest, respectable, hard-working girl. I've never done a stretch in my life. It's all very well for you to go and ask me, like, you flashy London folk come down here and cast aspersions at us honest country folk. I lead a decent sort of life. There's your mild and bitter, Mr. Jones. And I don't drink and I don't... There's your change, Charlie. And I don't drink and... Well, if you insist, Charlie, I'll have a pot tart. And I don't smoke and I don't go out with boys.
Same time, same place tonight, Sin.
Okay, Sam.
And not so much lipstick this time.
Oh, Sam, that's enough of your lipstick. Well, as I was saying, Mr. Glendenning, the only stretch I've ever had is a two-way stretch, which is vegetable with one or two mineral attachments. And don't you go asking me if it's above or below the belt. Anyhow, as you've asked me what record I'd like to play, well, I'd like to hear the stink pot singing, maybe.
And here it is.
How you'll think of me.
Well, I'm doing that.
How when you are all alone,
maybe, honey child, well, there's just a possibility that there may be one waiting for you somewhere. And it may be yours. Maybe they'll prove untrue, and then you won't know which animal, vegetable, or mineral. And so there's a question for you, and I'd like you to try and answer that if you can, because it's not a very easy one after all. It does.
Have me!
I see.
Are you sit hand or sign?
Well, just a little bit, maybe, not very much.
All wishing that I was
near. Not a word to Bessie about.
Oh, no. You will ask me.
I what?
Last visit to come back again.
All right, you can cut it out on that.
No.
You feeling all right?
Fairly, sir. Maybe.
Maybe.
I'll say maybe.
I say, Mr. Murdoch.
Yes, coming, Mr. Gamblin. Fill him up again, Hudson.
Righto.
Well, as you ask me what record I want to hear, I should like to hear At the White House Inn with vocal by Harry Truman.
I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would, Mr. Murdoch, but in the meantime, I'd like to interview another local inhabitant.
Oh, yes.
Now, who's that chap over there? He looks a typical son of the much binding soil.
I don't know who it is. I'll ask Hudson. Hudson, who is the chap in the corner there? I don't seem to recognize him.
No, he's a stranger staying here for a few days. I think he comes from America. His name's in the visitor's book there.
Right, I'll have a look. Good heavens, sir. Quickly, who do you think's here? Excuse me, sir. Will you come up to the microphone?
Yes, but Murdoch, who is it?
Sir, it's Alan Ladd. Mr. Ladd, my name's Murdoch, and this is Mr. Horn.
Oh, glad to know you, Mr. Horn.
Oh, this is indeed an honor, sir. I did enjoy your performance in Laddie Come Home.
Sir, that wasn't Alan Ladd, it was a horse.
Oh. Oh, was it? Well, I was sitting a bit at the side. It's difficult.
Well, it's grand to be over here in this great country of yours. You see, this is my first visit, and I feel that I have many friends over here, and...
Yes, a lot of admirers, too, Mr. Ladd.
Well, that's very kind of you. After all, although our countries are thousands of miles apart, we do speak the same language.
Yes, and that's why I'd like you to meet our sexton, Mr. Blink.
Glad to know you, Mr. Blake.
Oh, Aubrey! Aubrey, senior of Aubrey, and you're all Aubrey, sheriff. Or Dorothy Lamour.
You know, Mr. Blake, you ought to meet the foreman of my ranch, Joe. As I left California, he said, Margaret Lockwood.
Lad, there's someone who'd like to ask you something, Mr. Costa.
Oh, good morning. Was there something?
Well, Mr. Ladd, I've often been told I'm wasting my time down here, and Emily says I ought to be on the pictures in Hollywood. Well, what sort of part do you think I could play?
Well, did you see the picture Robin Hood?
Lummy, do you mean I could play Robin Hood?
No. Sherwood Forrest.
Well, I'll have you know I've had some important parts in pictures. I was technical advisor in The Birth of a Nation, and it's... Well, it's all very well for you to come and talk to me like that, because it's not fair.
Pipe down, brother.
Yes, but you can't talk to me like that.
Yeah, hear me out, said pipe down.
Yes, and I thought it was very harsh of you.
Oh, you did. Well, the last guy who said that to me got something like this. And the guy before that got this.
Oh,
I say I am a fool.
That reminds me that there's someone else who's dying to meet you. Mr. Dudley Davenport.
Oh, glad to know you, Mr. Davenport.
Oh, jolly D. You know, when I saw you in Saigon, I said to my mater,
oh,
I say he's a lad.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Excuse me, gentlemen, but do you mind if we get on with the broadcast?
Who's that? Oh, it's you, Mr. Bumblepuppy. I forgot all about you. Meet Mr. Ladd. This is Mr. Bumblepuppy of the BBC.
BBC? Oh, that's right up my alley.
I understand that you're over here for the Command film performance, Mr. Ladd.
Yes, and it's a great thrill to be here in Britain.
Well, I must say that we do enjoy your films over here, and having seen you in all those tough roles... Well, it's thrilling for us to see a real He-Man in the flesh.
Well, I don't know about He-Man.
And now, before I ask you what record you'd like us to play for you, what about a drink?
Oh, no. Drinks are on me. Now, get a load of this, miss.
Oh, you miss me.
I've never been known to miss. What's yours, Baldy Locks?
He means you, sir.
Thanks very much. I'll have a double brandy. There you go. And yours, Stinky.
Oh, he means me.
I'll have a large scotch, please.
And what about you, Fungus Face? Oh. Too bad. You other guys name your poison.
I'd like a gin.
And what are you having, Mr. Tough Guy?
Raspberry shakily.
And now, Mr. Ladd, while we're waiting for the drinks, tell me what your favorite tune is.
Well, there's only one tune I really can listen to. I understand it's number one hit over here, and it certainly is sweeping the States. It's a little thing that goes... Oh, I just can't seem to recall the title. No, this tune is called... I'll forget my own name next.
Well, I don't know that. Who's it by?
No. I mean the name of the song. It's, No, it's no good. I'm sorry, fellas. I just can't remember it.
Well, never mind, Mr. Ladd. Here's your jolly good health.
Yeah.
Down the hatch. Well, it's been nice knowing you, fellas. And if you ever come to Hollywood, drop in and see us, and Sue would be mighty glad to knock you up a nice powdered egg omelet. All right, folks. Thank you very much.
I wonder what song he was referring to, Murdoch.
Sir, do you think it could possibly have been a little thing that goes something like this?
As much
finding in the marsh.
This tough guy, Alan Ladd's a real sensation. Tiddle-im-pom-pom.
As much finding in the marsh. Next week, I'm told, he's going on location.
They say the Alps in Switzerland are going to be his goal.
The film that he'll be making there is sure to hit the pole.
He's going to get his teeth into a very tough Swiss roll.
That much, finding in the marsh. That much, finding in the marsh.
There's one chap here who answers questions nimbly.
That much, finding in the marsh. None other than our old friend Richard Dimbley.
But, sir, he only gets the proper answer by a fluke.
Well, try me out, and if I'm right, you'll take back that rebuke.
Okay, the first one's animal.
Can you eat it?
No, it's sloop.
And much. Finding in the marsh. And much. Finding in the marsh.
We all enjoyed our gramophone recital. Tiddle it. Oh, I've done that.
That much.
binding in Marsh. Now, Murdoch, tell me, what's your favorite title?
That song called Trees is lovely.
Oh, quite beyond compare. I love the bit that goes, to think that I should ever wear.
Oh, no, sir, come, not a nest of robins in your hair.
Binding in Marsh, laughter's at much. Binding in Marsh.
Of medicine, Mr. Horn has daily glasses.
At much. Binding in the Marsh. To ward off my glove's atriopoptosis.
I think you want some massage and you'll find the pain will go.
Okay then, Murdoch, try it.
Right, sir, can you feel this?
No.
Well, what about this?
No.
Or this?
No.
Can you feel this?
Oh, at much. Binding in the Marsh. Poptosis. Much. Binding in the Marsh.
That's the spot, sir.
At much.
You've been listening to Much Binding in the Marsh with Richard Murdoch, Kenneth Horne, Sam Foster, Morris Denham as Dr. Davenport, and Mr. Blake, Maureen Risco, Helen Hill, Richard Dimbleby as Richard Bumble Puppy, and their guest, Alan Ladd, in person. The dance orchestra was conducted by Stanley Black, script by Richard Murdoch and Kenneth Horne, produced by Leslie Bridgemarsh.